Young poet and peacemaker hero Maddie Stepanek passed away on the morning of June 22, 2004. Maddie's poems of peace and hope have touched millions of lives. His heart songs will continue to reach people of all ages around the world for decades to come. Visitors are invited to add their thoughts about this courageous young man to My Hero's Guestbook honoring Maddie, Facing the Future. Every journey begins with but a small step, and every day is a chance for a new step, small step in the right direction. Just Follow Your Heart Song by Maddie Stepanek. When Jim Hawkins of Children's Hospice International nominated Maddie as a hero on this website, the young poet hero was only 6 years old and had already written several hundred poems. Maddie was suffering from a hereditary disease called dysautonomic mitochondrial myopathy. This rare form of muscular dystrophy had already claimed the lives of his three older siblings. Maddie's mother, Jenny, also suffers from this disease. Jim wrote this about Maddie in the My Hero Guestbook. Little Maddie has somehow acquired more wisdom in his short life than most of us do after decades of living. Through his poetry, he expresses wisdom in a way that touches anyone's heart. With his unabashed enthusiasm for life, Maddie has charmed everyone who has crossed his path. Maddie has inspired many people, young and old, to overcome every obstacle they may encounter and strive for their goals with dignity and humanity. Thank you, Maddie. In 1997, Maddie and Jenny shared his remarkable poetry with the children of all ages who come to this educational website. Children's Wish Foundation gave Maddie a computer, and he was able to view his poems online with the comments of visitors inspired by his work. Later, Maddie shared three wishes with his friends at MDA Camp, Children's Hospice International, and My Hero. The first wish was to publish a book of his poetry. The second was to meet his hero, former President Jimmy Carter. And the third wish was to appear on Oprah. Remarkably, by the end of 2001, all three of these wishes had come true. In July 2001, VSB Books and Hyperion Books joined forces to publish Maddie's book of poems, Heart Songs. Not surprisingly, it has become a national bestseller. Hyperion signed Maddie to a 3-book deal. The publishers have released Maddie's second book, Journey Through Heart Songs. His third book, Hope Through Heart Songs, was released in April of 2002. In September 2001, when Maddie was in the hospital, staff workers arranged for him to have a phone conversation with his hero, Jimmy Carter. According to those who witnessed the 15-minute chat, Maddie, whose selflessness is beyond reproach, talked to President Carter about problems in Bosnia and Africa and not, as one would expect, about his own health complications. Incredibly, after speaking to Maddie, the former president decided to write the foreword to Maddie's second book, Journey Through Heart Songs. A month later, Diane Sawyer and her staff at Good Morning America surprised Maddie with his first face-to-face meeting with President Carter on live TV. On October 19, 2001, Maddie's third wish came true. Maddie was featured on Oprah and spoke with Winfrey about his books, his love for poetry and life, and his desire to be a peacemaker in the world. Oprah then read her favorite excerpts from Maddie's poetry and said, "I think that's so important, especially now, when everybody's feeling a sense of fear and having been terrorized, to look at what you have in your life and have a sense of gratitude and see the miracles in your life. And you, even though you're hooked up to all this equipment and we had to plug you in during the commercial break to give you more oxygen, you still see miracles every day in your life." In May 2011, Jenny Stepanek sat with Oprah Winfrey to honor her son as one of Oprah's top three most memorable guests. Oprah held up Jenny's inspiring book on Maddie's life and legacy, Messenger, The Legacy of Maddie J.T. Stepanek and Heart Songs, and called it a wonderful story. Poet Hero, Maddie Stepanek by Jim Hawkins. Maddie suffered from a hereditary disease called dysautonomic mitochondrial myopathy, a rare form of muscular dystrophy that had already claimed the lives of his three older siblings. Maddie's mother, Jenny, also suffers from the same disease. Maddie needed to take a portable oxygen tank on wheels with him wherever he went. Many times his illness would land him in bed in the intensive care unit of the Children's Hospital. Outside, Maddie was only able to move about in his motorized wheelchair. Even though Matty battled a terminal illness for many years, Matty never saw his condition as an obstacle between him and his goals. He began writing when he was about 3 years old. Before he passed away in June of 2004, Matty had written thousands of poems, dozens of essays and short stories, and presented a bound anthology of his writing to the Library of Congress. He received many awards for his writing, including the Melinda A. Lawrence International Book Award in 1999 for Most Inspirational Work. His love of reading and writing evolved into public speaking, earning him the Maryland State Goodwill Ambassadorship for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. During his short lifetime, he enthusiastically participated in fundraising events to help find a cure for neuromuscular diseases and to encourage children and families suffering from these diseases to celebrate life until a cure is found. In Matty's words, "We must remember to play after every storm and to celebrate the gift of life as we have it, or else life becomes a task rather than a gift. We must always listen to the song in our heart and share that song with others." Matty on his hero. "When I grow up, I want to be a peacemaker. My biggest role model for this is Jimmy Carter, who's been a wonderful peanut farmer, politician, and peacemaker. I call him the perfect hero." Matty's poetry. On being a champion. A champion is a winner, a hero, someone who never gives up, even when the going gets rough. A champion is a member of a winning team, someone who overcomes challenges even when it requires creative solutions. A champion is an optimist, a hopeful spirit, someone who plays the game even when the game is called life. There can be a champion in each of us if we live as a winner, if we live as a member of the team, if we live with a hopeful spirit for life.